Okay, let's meet guys our aspiring round. Where's the princess?
Palawan, yes.
Palawan. So please, can I introduce yourself?
Hello guys, good evening. I'm Oliver Eugene Kretz, 24, standing 6'2", representing Puerto Princesa, Palawan.
So I guess ikaw pinakamatangkas sa candidate.
May isang 6'3 yata, so pangalawa ako.
So, tell us about yourself and why you're interested in participating in this patch.
Okay, that's a good question. About myself is I'm a fitness enthusiast or I'm a fitness coach. I'm health conscious. I love food. I'm very aware and concerned about the food I eat, about food, the food content like protein, fats, calories. And then I joined this pageant because I want to experience to join national pageant and to be exposed for connection and for future, you know, future pageant, future modeling. It will help me a lot. And also at the same time, a lot of people recommends me to join and pushes, encourages me to join national pageant. And then at the same time also I want to have a better job opportunity din baka sa Manila makakita ko yung mga opportunity na hinahanap ko.
So you are really eager to win the crown, right?
Yes, I will do my best. And actually almost 2 years na akong wala sa pageant industry, more on modeling na lang ako. So now I'm back and it's my first time to join national pageant.
So eto na, how would you describe your stage presence and how do you plan to showcase during the pageant?
In my stage presence before, kanina is may konting awkward tsaka parang naninibago na naman ako, but still na-feel ko pa rin yung confidence ko kasi inisip ko, why not, di ba? May body naman ako, may hype, ganyan. Siguro yung mga insecurities ko lang, inisip ko na yung lower part ko, like yung legs ko, I try hard para mapalaki yung legs ko, pero feeling ko parang maliit pa rin siya, ganon. Then yung teeth ko, wala kasi nabago sa akin, walang retoke. So yung pati teeth ko, walang naayos. Medyo insecurity ko yung ngipin ko na ngumiti. Then sa nakikita ko naman yung sarili ko sa pageant sa future, kung siguro yung manager ko, kung maayos na yung mga sponsor, makakatulong din sa akin pag mapaveneers yung ngipin ko. Then, mas confident ako kasi alam ko na I can train more sa Q&A. And especially na sa heart ko talaga rin na ipakita sa tao, sa mundo, na bakit ako nag-join. Kasi I want to influence the people na maging healthy living, health conscious, and to do your best. Nothing is impossible. San ka man ang galing na lugar, wala kang dapat ikahiya, and you should be proud.
How do you think physical fitness contributes to a person's overall confidence and self-esteem?
That's a good question then, kasi before I came to a very underweight or malnourished ako simula childhood ko hanggang high school or senior high is hanggang 17 years old ako ay underweight. Imaginein mo, 5'11", ako lang ay 51 to 54 kilogram. So, napaka-underweight ko and nabubuli ako. Ano pa yung isa nyo pang question? How can it this boost? Nabuboost yung confident mo pag nag-fit ka kasi syempre, sa mga suot mo, sa health mo, malakas ka, napapakita mo na you are strong. Not just mentally, not just physically, emotionally. Kasi isipin mo, hindi lang physically, but mentally kasi, tawag doon, yung consistency. You know, it's not easy to enter bodybuilding or fitness industry kasi pagiging fit, hindi lang yan sa physically, pati sa mentally mo. Kailangan mong iset yung mind mo to change your lifestyle, to change your habits, and to sacrifice things. So, if you really want something, you should do something to have it. So, sa akin, it's a consistency to be fit and to be healthy. Consistent ka dapat.
Okay, dito tayo sa fun and creative question. If you could create a superhero, what powers would they have?
Siguro sa akin ang superhero na gusto ko yung to bring back time. Kasi all we know, every power is majestic, is amazing, is powerful, like to control things. But the problem is we all do mistakes. Kahit yung pinaka-powerful, di ba? Like sa Bible, I don't say that God is not perfect. God is perfect. But yung creation niya na tao have sin. And pumasok yung sin, nagkaroon na tayo ng mga problems kahit ngayon, yung mga kagagawa ng tao sa pollution, sa mga problem natin, economic problem. So, the only thing that we cannot change is to turn back time. What has done is already done. So for me, the best power is to turn back time and to change our mistakes and to make it better. So,
ang title lang makasagutan mo. So again, please invite the viewers to follow your social media.
So okay, followers, viewers, I would like you to invite you to follow, like my Facebook, Oliver Eugene Kretz, and my Instagram, Oliver Eugene Kretz, walang space, and TikTok account, Kasmot 234. Yan.
So, ano ka active ka pala sa social?
Moderate lang, but still I update some of my happenings in my life, especially workout, ganyan.
So please invite the viewers regarding your pageant journey here in Mr. Philippines.
So guys, stay updated sa pageant namin na Mr. sa Pilipinas. I invite you to stay updated. Meron kaming mga shoots and mga events na soon will be updated, especially this September. I would like you to stay updated.
Pero alam niya na yung coronation, right? May date.
We have no idea yet. Yes.
Okay, so that's it. Ano na lang, abangan na lang namin ng iyo, mga kaganapan.
Okay.
Good luck on your pageant journey.
Okay, thank you very much.